You're listening to the Northern Soul podcast. I'm Lucy McNamara here with you for about the next 45 minutes as normal. Now, this is the last podcast of series one, so I'll be going away for a bit, finding some new music and bands to interview, and possibly coming back around the festival time with some great new tips for who to look out for. Today, we're talking to Alison Bell. Alison is heavily involved with music and comedy in Manchester, and along with a few others, has sorted out Bop Local and Laugh Local, both are evenings in Manchester, which are largely music-led. And of course, she'll be telling us a lot more about that later. But first, we've got a song from Petite Mella, NYC, this is called. She is a brainy French philosophy grad, according to The Guardian. After that, I'll have a bit of Summer Heart for you.
Yeah.
Summer Heart, I Want to Go. Summer Heart is David Alexander from Sweden. So I met up with Alison Bell, and here's what she had to say.
The idea of Bop Local, it's the baby of Tom O'Toole and Phil Beckett, basically. The main idea was to create a club that was not in the city centre of Manchester. So for people of a certain age who maybe need babysitters to go out. And of course, when you get a babysitter, a lot of your time is spent, if you're going to the city centre, you need a cab both ways or some form of transport. So that's a lot of your time taken up. They wanted to create something where you could go to a club kind of on your doorstep. And Tom lives in Chorlton, and Phil's got connections with Chorlton. I live just on the outskirts. That's kind of how it all happened, which is coming up for 4 years. We'll be celebrating Bop Local's fourth birthday at the end of June.
Yeah, now I remember going, and I can't remember who you had DJing, but it was rammed. I mean, it was absolutely packed. And it wasn't just packed with people who perhaps do have kids, actually. It seemed like there were other... Well, I certainly didn't have kids, and at the time, none of my friends did. That's all changed now. But...
Yeah, it's quite a cross-section of people, really. I mean, there isn't an age limit or whatever, you know, anybody can come along. You tend to get sort of over 30s coming along, it's just how it is. And like you say, a lot of there are couples, there are single people, some who've got kids, some who haven't got kids, you know, a mixture of people who just want a really good night out, listen to some good music, not pay city centre prices of the bar. And that's it in a nutshell, really. And of course, the other thing is, unlike a lot of clubs, it's an early start and a relatively early finish. You finish at 1 o'clock, as opposed to a lot of places finish at kind of 3, 4, 5 or whatever.
And does it start earlier?
Yes, it starts at 8:30.
Yeah. Now, I came to the Chorlton venue, but it's not just there that you do it. It's kind of expanded, isn't it?
Chorlton Irish Club is the spiritual home for Bop Local and our other events, Laugh Local, and we put on gigs there as well. But, yeah, we do a bi-monthly Bop Local in Leventhulme, a bi-monthly one in Prestwich. And we've also been to, we've done the Black Lion in Salford, we've been to Ramsbottom Festival, well, we've done a couple of festivals, V Festival as well. We do that every year. And we've
done... Tell me about that. So that you have a stage or you have your own tent or...?
Basically, Phil Beckett kind of curates the VIP area at V Festival in the Stafford one as opposed to the one down south. And he organises a selection of DJs, Bop Local DJs. So it kind of starts at midday and goes on till, you know, midnight, or I think on the Saturday night it might have been 2 a.m. So he organises the DJs in say 2 hour shifts or whatever throughout the day in the VIP tent. So it's kind of like, you know, Bop Local.
Yeah.
You you're better off here. You there, you're better off here. Funny, it takes no time to fall back down. Funny, it takes some time to get back up. Thank you.
played you A Kilo There, You There. Those boys are from the Lake District. That band is a new band doing the rounds. And First Aid Kit, Wolf, a firm favourite of mine. I remember listening to Wolf, first of all, back in about 2011, possibly, when it was on the Six Music playlist.
My background is PR. I ran a music PR company, or co-ran a music PR company called Red Alert with Sue McDermott for quite a few years, a long time ago. So that's my background. And then after sort of leaving and having kids, I started doing more freelance PR on quite a few different projects, like theatre work, books, quite a lot of random events as well. Other kind of music-related things, as opposed to promoting records, which is what I used to do. So it's all round PR background, I guess.
And are you finding that this is obviously taken off in quite a big way because you've expanded for a start, so that always tells people that things are going very well. But, you know, in terms of having worked in sort of publicity and PR for a long while, how would you rate the sort of success of Bop Local?
I think the three of us work together really, really well as a team. We've never written down, it's never been in writing what our roles are, but it's just kind of, we just get on with it. And there are so many different factors to make something work, and I think you've just got to put in the hours, whether it's making sure posters are everywhere, the posters are designed by Phil, they all look fantastic, the online presence, Facebook, Twitter, etc., and making sure press releases get out to everybody and not just the obvious places. And then once that gets in place, I suppose, then it's word of mouth kind of kicks in as well, if it's a good night, which of course it is a good night. And pleased that we've lasted nearly 4 years, and we have every intention to carry on as well. What Tom introduced last year, I think it was, between doors opening and, well, the first hour between 8:30 and 9:30, the idea was to get somebody kind of from the local, I won't say the local community, but somebody we knew, maybe it was somebody from one of the mums or dads from one of the local schools, or the local doctor or butcher or whatever, some people who would like their music, obviously. They do a guest DJ slot for the first hour, which is a bit of fun, and everybody's played fantastic tunes. It's worked out really, really well. So we do that for everyone now. And the other thing is, which I haven't mentioned, is Phil's the Bop Local DJ. But for each one, there's always a guest DJ who does an hour slot later on in the night. And that's, again, worked really well. It just keeps things fresh and interesting. And it's no one particular type of DJ. Sometimes the guest DJs are, sometimes they're genuine DJs, like we've had recently Graham Park. He's done it a couple of times. He was absolutely fantastic. We've had all sorts of people who DJ kind of as a living, as it were. But we've also had guest DJs, a couple from Coronation Street actors, for example, who love their music and who might have had a bash at DJing here and there. Just all sorts of people. But some friends of ours as well, like Clint Boone and Mike Joyce, that we've known for years, that, of course, they're DJs as well, and broadcasters. So it's quite a mixture, really, and quite an assortment of guest DJs, which, I'll say, just makes it interesting for people. years ago, a friend of mine, Tony Husband, I was talking to him about wanting to ask Justin Morehouse to guest DJ at BOP sometime. And I knew that Tony was a friend of his. And I got in touch with Justin, and it didn't happen from one reason or another. And I met him at the Chorlton Irish Club when there was a comedy night going on, which was part of the Chorlton Arts Festival. And Justin was kind of emceeing it and performing. And I introduced myself. Then a couple of days later, Justin just phoned me up out of the blue and said, "Alison, I've got this brilliant idea. Laugh Local. Let's just do it." We met up, and obviously Tom and Phil, with all four of us, just got together and thought, yeah, let's just kind of bring comedy back to the suburbs like it used to be in Chorlton, because the Southern Hotel, when that was running with the Buzz Club, Buzz Nights, they were showcases for loads of all the big comedians.
Where was that?
At the Southern Hotel, which is down the far end of Chorlton, sort of Maldith Road.
Right.
So that was a massive success, but that closed down about 8 or 9 years ago, I think it was. The idea was to kind of reintroduce a really good quality comedy night. We started in November 2012. We started doing it every 2 months to begin with, and now it's a monthly. It's basically the first Friday of the month at Chorlton Irish Club, you know, every month. And Justin's the MC. He books all the comedians, and there are three, sometimes four per night, depending. You know, we have open slots as well. And it's just been a real success. And Jason Cook, who'd already done a stint at Laugh Local, obviously known from Hepburn on TV, he stood in for Justin. It was fantastic as well. I mean, generally speaking, a lot of the comedians that Justin books will have appeared on all sorts of TV and radio comedy. They've all been top quality comedians, and it really is a great night. And that's a slightly earlier start, and we do this thing, we have a free pasty supper at the bar before it all kicks off. So doors open about 6:30 and the comedy starts at 8:00, and we have two long intervals to give people a chance to go to the bar, because we close it down while the comedians are on stage, so there aren't any distractions. And then at the end of the night, we clear away all the seating, and Phil plays tunes till people want to, if people want to have a dance. And
That's great. Yeah. So it's kind of, it's a lot of evenings into one, in a way.
I suppose, yeah. It works out really well. And we're hoping to take that into other places at some stage this year. We did a couple in Prestwich, and we might go back there again, but we're looking at other possibilities as well.
Yeah.
Nancy Elizabeth Feat of Courage, and just now you heard Horse Thief Devil. And finally, we've got a bit of Ultravox, Dancing with Tears in My Eyes.
Put on a couple of acts 2 years ago. We put on Jessica Hoop, we've done John Bramwell, Lion Clue, and our friend Mike Garry's performed as well. And last year we put on Martin Stevenson at St Clement's Church, and he was fantastic, and we loved working with him and his management, and they said, you know, we'd like to come back again. And we've put on Sweet Babu, Colorama, Big Unit and the Naughties. And we had Stanley Brinks recently, and we've got the Wave Pictures coming up, and quite a few others in the pipeline. But we're only at this stage, we're just kind of looking at doing one per month at the very most, in between everything. We're just kind of building all that side of things up, really.
And you were saying earlier that you're being approached now more and more for that, is that?
Yeah, we haven't sort of gone out of our way to sort of pester hassle agencies and things like that. We're kind of at the moment picking acts that we've either got a connection with or that we like or whatever, but they're just starting to get in touch with us now, which is great.
Talking on all three events, really, how important is venue in terms of the sort
it's
of venue you pick?
Very important. I mean, we're lucky, we have a great relationship with Chris, who's the manager of Chorlton Irish Club, and it is a superb venue. It's the biggest venue in Chorlton. It's on two floors. As you know, when we have a special Bop Local, for example, when it's the birthday party or when it's not New Year's Eve, or in case of a couple of others, when David Gedge DJed in November and when more recently when Graham Park did, we realised a week or so before the night itself that tickets were just going crazy. So we thought we can't have everyone rammed into the downstairs. So we opened it upstairs and got additional DJs. But it's a great venue, I say, on two floors, huge car park. It's walking distance from a tram stop. Of course, Chorlton being now on the tram lines is fantastic for us all. So it is, yeah, it's important for the venue-wise. It's good because there's a decent-sized area where you can sit down and catch up with people. There's a good smoking shelter outside. It works really well. And the venue that we, the other two venues we use, the more recent, Press, which we've been doing for about 18 months or maybe a bit more. Heaton Park Sports and Social Bar is a great venue as well. It just works well for everybody. And the Klondike Club in Levenshulme. It's right near the train station. Yeah. So location-wise, yeah, it's superb. And we really like the guys that run it. And the same with Heaton Park Sports and Social Bar. So those sort of things are important. You don't want to be clashing with anybody or even just the shape and size of the venue is important.
So that's it from me for a few months. I'll be back with the series 2 of the Northern Soul podcast then. You've been wonderful. I'm Lucy McNamara. This is Northern Soul.